And that was the voice of June Jordan. And now we're going to hear the voice of my dear friend, Robert Shahid, who's I'll try to be as good as when I help co-host Baltimore Blend on Monday, which he hosts every morning. Longtime Baltimore musician, drummer, wonderful human being. Robert, good to have you, sweetie, my brother.
Mark Steiner, it's an honor to be in here with you. And it's going to be an honor to have you filling in for me on Monday.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a real blessing. I tell you what, I'm here just to be able to communicate the fact that we're coming up on an excellent combination of events. This is the not only Black Music Month, but on the 19th of this month, we're going to be celebrating, and I use that word very, very loosely, the 50th anniversary of the 1963 Martin Luther King March on Washington. And the name of the round table that we're going to have is The Music and the Movement. You know, we're going to be exploring that symbiotic relationship between the music of the early 60s and the movement of the 60s. Because we know, as we're listening now to John Coltrane, music evokes
Alabama.
Alabama. And John Coltrane wrote this. Listen to this while we talk. John Coltrane wrote this in response to the assassination, the brutal assassination of four young girls
baby girls.
The church in Alabama. And when you hear this, even though you may have been in that time, and we're going to listen just a few seconds without me speaking, listen to this. Even without me talking about it, evokes the tragedy of that moment. It evokes the sadness of that occurrence, the absolutely unexplainable tragedy of the death of four children. But it also tells us that music evokes common human feelings, whether or not we agreed with what happened, whether or not we are a part of it, whether or not. One thing we can all feel is the sadness in that. Mm-hmm. And so the music has always been an integral part. I mean, you can go all the way back to Africa where the drum was the primary instrument that communicated messages and news from tribe to tribe, even without the aid of a telephone or any of the other communication. So the train adequately communicated to those in favor of change and social change and those who were against it. You couldn't help but feel the sadness in that composition. And in this discussion that we're having at the Patterson Theater with the Creative Alliance, we are going to be discussing which one stimulated what. Did the movement stimulate the music? In this case, whatever happened in Alabama stimulated Coltrane to write this tune.
Right.
But in many circumstances, the music stimulated the movement. Now, we've all been familiar with freedom songs, those things that the civil rights workers used to maintain their enthusiasm and fortify their spirit as they protested and made social change. You know, we shall overcome.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have heard it. I'm not going to let nobody turn me around. All those are great tunes. But there were other tunes that weren't sang or played by the people in the movement that were largely a part of bringing the outer, there you go, bringing the broader community and making them more aware of what was going on and making them understand what the need for change was. Listen to Sam Cooke.
Cook. Mm. Lord have mercy.
In a little tent. Mm. Oh, and just like the river I've been running
ever since.
And let me just say, Robert Shahid is moderating this panel. And you hear him every morning here on WEAA. But let me just say something about Robert Shahid. Man is, the music is in his soul, the poetry is in his soul. You can hear by the way he describes. You can keep Sam going. We don't have to let him keep singing as we talk to close this out. But it's in him. He understands it from his brain and from his heart. So it's going to be a great panel. You're going to have, who's going to be there? Taylor Branch.
We're going to have Taylor Branch. Taylor Branch, a noted historian, the biographer of Martin Luther King, the King Years, Historical Moments in the Civil Rights Movement. We're going to have Taylor Branch speaking with us, and I want to say that this is not just an intellectual chance to talk about this thing. People of my generation should be there to listen to it, to be reminded of how serious this is, how much change has taken place, and what were the things that helped that change take place. so that we can see what needs to be done now. And you need to bring your children and your relatives and everybody to this extent.
So who's going to be on this panel?
We've got Taylor Branch on this panel, Lester Spence here from Associate Professor of Political Science right here at Morgan State, Hopkins University.
Hopkins University.
Right, you know him. Dr. Jelani Favors will be here. He's from Morgan State University. He's going to be making some contributions. We also have some musicians, Milton Duggar, who's been a longtime music aficionado.
Impresario and wonderful tenor back in the day.
That's right. He's a tenor. He can still sing. You can hear it in his voice. And we've got a singer from one of the old doo-wop groups here in Baltimore.
From the Royalettes.
From the Royalettes. You know, so she will be here. And and I don't know why I'm forgetting her name right now, but she's a great doo-wop singer from the Royalettes. And she'll probably be very angry with me, but Sheila Ross
yes.
is going to be here. So we have a panel discussion, and it's a jam session also. We have live musicians that will be led by Craig Austin, who will be there performing.
So what time do they have to be there?
This is going to be from 7 p.m. until 10.
And just walk in?
Just walk. Well, what you should do is go on the website of creativealliance.org, and you will be able to obtain tickets so that you can be right there on time. We're going to have a jam session afterwards, so musicians, you can bring your instruments. But the whole idea is to explain that relationship. As we listen right now, we went from John Coltrane explaining the case of tragedy.
James Brown.
To the end result.
Black and proud.
There
James
you go.
James Brown.
All those changes, the music and the movement.
Robert Shaheed, co-host of Baltimore Blend here on WEA. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate Mark Steiner.
I'll be you on Monday.
And we'll see each other on
Wednesday night. All right.
Right there at the Creative Alliance.
We're going to take a brief break with James Brown. Just 30 seconds. Coming back with our city council members to talk about a whole bunch of things and your thoughts at 410-319-8888. Stay with us.